And Charlie, we look forward to having you back next year. And by the way, Chum is one of the people who helped us with our report that's online. There are a few copies left in the back around evictions. Our next speaker is a very dear and close friend to the tenant movement. And I think it's important for us to recognize that tenants are part of a progressive community. This is a tenant city, and this is also a union city, and we need to keep it that way. We're really pleased to have Mike Casey from Local 2 to join us, as he has in many, many struggles.
Sisters and brothers, it's an honor being here, and men and women of Local 2, and indeed, the overwhelming majority of the labor movement stand in solidarity with the tenants' movement, because we have to recognize the interest of tenants are actually and absolutely the interest of working people, and the interest of working people on the job is the interest of tenants. It does no good for any union to negotiate 50 cents or a dollar an hour increase if that entire increase is going into the pockets of greedy landlords. We need to make sure that housing is affordable in this city, because making sure that people can afford to live in this city is every bit as important as winning a significant and big wage increase at the bargaining table. We in labor are tired of fighting the same corporations that try to crush our rights here in San Francisco across globally. In fact, just in San Francisco in the hotel industry alone, we are tired of fighting these forces and struggling just to make ends meet, and then find out that the very same forces, the real estate investment trusts, are absolutely the same people that are taking over increasingly housing in this city. Housing in this city is becoming a huge corporate deal, right? Real estate investment trust, private equity, it is those very same interests that right now are laying off hundreds of workers at the Hilton, at the Marriott, at the Stanford Court in food and beverage, because these corporations that own the hotels, not that manage the hotels, but that own the hotels, these real estate investment trusts don't want to have any more losses in food and beverage. When you go, they're eliminating things like room service. The decision makers in our industry are the same decision makers that are responsible for evictions, are the same decision makers that keep us from getting reform and the Ellis Act, are the same decision makers that are looking to buy more corporate housing so that they can continue to drive people out of San Francisco. Our interests are your interests, your interests are our interests. We are one movement. We're going to win this together. And I just want to say one word about an issue that links all of us together as well, and that's Airbnb. Airbnb and short-term rentals is probably one of the greatest forces contributing to the erosion of affordable housing in this city. And the mayor's view and Supervisor Farrell's view of how to fix that is markedly different than the way Jane Kim and David Campos and John Avalos and Supervisor Barr think about how to make sure that affordable housing isn't eaten up by greedy corporations that are increasingly pushing short-term rentals like Airbnb. So we need to reform that. The law that's on the books is absolutely unenforceable. We need to go to the ballot maybe this November, and once and for all, there's a great energy in this room. There's great karma in this room. Out of this room came, at the tenants convention a couple years ago, came Measure G, where we were all able to work together. And even though we didn't win, there is no shame. There is no shame in losing. The shame is looking at the forces against us and giving up. And we're not giving up. We're going to keep on fighting. We're going to build on each of our campaigns. And eventually, we're going to win. Sisters and brothers, we are with you. Thanks very much.